Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the parish of Toldos. This is the third shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw the Mahalach to answer all the many, many kashas that we asked in the first shiur. The Mahalach was that this parsha, Ela Toldos Yitzchak, or better, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, is not about Yitzchak the individual, but about Yitzchak as the Hemshech of Avraham. And now we will continue again based on Torah of Reina Rabbeinu, Yitzchak Manzitzal. So now we can answer what we asked at the beginning of the first year. We spoke about Vayav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayid Befiv, and we brought the two Pshatim in Rashi. That Pshutai is that he fed his father from his game, and the Midrashai is that he would mislead him. Esav misled Yitzchak. That's Vadai, not that it says Vayav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayid Befiv is Kim Drasha, like Rashi says, Sheyat Sado Esau Marameo Bitvorov, that Esav would hunt him down and would mislead him, like you do when you hunt an animal. You trick him into coming, getting the bait, and then kill him. And that's what Esav did to Yitzchak. He put the bait there, he misled him. Aber gam ba'ofen ze afshar la'afchin b'ziyuf u'b'sheker shebdvarim כשהסתכלות על הדברים הם בחוץ. So you can only perceive the sheker, the misinformation, when you're looking at it from the outside. When you're looking from the inside, מנקודת מבט של אב, looks good. Esav looks like a good guy. And since we see that at the beginning of the parasha, we're talking about that they told us that Yitzchak was mamid, not as Yitzchak the man, with all of his greatness and all of his powers of discernment, but rather k'moyli tzera l'avron bilvad, he's now appearing, Yitzchak, in this parasha. His role is Molid Zera Lavram, that he is bringing seed, and continuing the chain of Avram. And Esav deepened this positive perspective that Yitzchak had vis-a-vis Esav Mitzad Mahusoi, that he used to give him his game. Shemizeh chala davar b'mahute yachasim shebein Esav liYitzchak. Shle b'nei mel estaklut lova ava mitzad molid v'nolad bulvad. He used to give Yitzchak from his game, and now there's only going to be a positive perspective because there's the Moilid and there's the Noilad. And Yitzchak didn't look at him as an outsider. Yitzchak looked at him as a father, as a Moilid. And he only saw good in Esav, and to make sure that it was good, Esav brought him mitzidei ha'ochel, he used to eat from his game. B'yaz yeshta, and then he could be mispata, he could be misled into believing the sheker of Esav. So what's Pashupshat? Pashupshat is V'yav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid b'fiv, because he would give him to eat from his tzeda. But what made the totsah, of this was, Vayev Yitzchak es Esav, rak mishum shalu muchan yatzak lezem mitzad atzmo mauto. לכן לא כתוב כי צידו בפיו, אלא כי ציד בפיו. דהיינו, פיו של יצחק, העלול ומוכן ועומד להיות ניצול על ידי צידו של עשיו. It doesn't say Seido b'fiv. What does Seido mean? His side, Esav's side. It doesn't say Esav's side. It's the side in the mouth of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak's mouth is prepared to be hunted down by Esav's hunting. So the pshat is klape achilas atzayit, that he would eat Esav's game. Aval b'chlal zeh yesh b'pshat gam. את מה שהיה יצחק עלול ועומד לקבל, את מה שהיה הציד אמור לפעול בו. יצחק was also prepared to be impacted, influenced, by what the ציד was supposed to do to him, which was make him love Esav. So it doesn't say Tzeido b'fiv. It was Tzayid. Whose Tzayid was it? It was Esav's Tzayid. But it doesn't say Tzeido. It says Tzayid b'fiv, because we want to emphasize that there was already a Tzayid in the mouth of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak's mouth was prepared to be Nitzo, to be hunted down by Esav, to be misled by Esav. The pshat is the achilas tzayid, but included, and this is a pshat also, that Yitzchak was prepared to be misled by Esav and think Esav is a tzaddik. And that's the medrash that's inside the pshat. The tifkai of the pshat is the medrash. And therefore Yitzchak accepted the shkarim of Esav, and he didn't distinguish. He wasn't able to discern Esav's sheker because of the pshuta. Since mitzidei hava achil, he was eating from Esav's game. Therefore, tzayid b'fiv, he was also able to be misled by Esav's sheker. That Esav would ask him all these questions: how do you meiser salt and straw? Because Tzayid b'fiv shel Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak's mouth was prepared for this Tzayid, that Esau should be able to hunt him down. So the two worked together. Esau gave him from his Tzayid. So Esau's Tzayid was in his mouth, but his mouth itself was also predisposed to being misled by Esav. And that it says, Rivko Hevesis Yaakov. Vayinu Shevadai Mitzad Diktuko Shel Esav Mitzvot Kibud Aveim. Rivka loves Yaakov. So as far as Esav being careful about Kibud Aveim, he also gave to Rivka. Rivka wasn't misled. Rivka didn't follow the bait. Because when it says ki tzayid b'fiv, ne'amar al Yitzchak shemitzad mahuto haya alu lekabel et kol ma sheshpia tzayid. Mitzad mahus of Yitzchak, he was predisposed to receiving, accepting what the tzayid was supposed to be mashpi on him. And this is because Yitzchak was mamed himself klape Esav v'no, only begeder molid v'nolad. So he was a complete insider. And therefore his only job is the molid, that he brought Esav into the world. He's mamshich the shoshalas of Avraham Avinu. That's his job. That's the job of Avram, of Yitzchak. And Ramele, he couldn't see past Esav's sheker. But Rivka wasn't the daughter of Avram, and she didn't have this tafkid of being Mamid Zera Lavram. That wasn't her inborn tafkid. She came from a different family. She wasn't Avram's daughter. So her relationship to Esav is not only as a mother, but Haitait Yachasutalo B'chol Ma'utah G'dola Ki Rivka. She was Rivka. And Alts Rivka, you can't lie. So yes, she would eat from his tzayid, but it wasn't Befiv, that's Befia. She wasn't predisposed to being misled by Esav. And therefore it says, Rivka Ohevet Es Yaakov, and not Rivka Ohevet Yaakov. So it's coming to teach us that Mitzad Mehusa Ki Rivka, L'hayinu B'chol Metziuta Ki Rivka, Shaya Zeh Ba Klapei Beneha, because she was Rivka. Rivka has this Yaakov. It's Rivka, not only as a mother, but the person Rivka could love Yaakov. But she could see that Yaakov was the real deal. Esav was Sheker, Yaakov was Ishemes. Mamish, two contrasts. So now we understand. We had asked Ai, he was also Mechabit his mother. Yeah, he was Mechabit his mother. His mother was able to see past all of the garbage, all of the sheker. Because she was also looking at him as an outsider. She wasn't just Yitzchak in this parasha, as Yitzchak is the Hemshech of Avram. So he can only see Esav as a father. Rivka was able to see Esav also as an outsider, and therefore to see his sheker. Therefore, we explain the pasuk gam kipshuto and gam kimidrasho. Gam kipshuto mitzedei avachil and gam kimidrasho, that he misled him, that Esav misled Yitzchak. Because if we just say al midrasho, that he was sadam rama osabidvarim, wouldn't work. Because it says, about Yitzchak, he tzayid b'fiv. And about Rivka, he wasn't able to be around the Rivka. So as far as bringing the food, that Esav did for both of them. Rivka also ate. But as far as fooling, that only worked with Yitzchak. But it wasn't that Esav didn't try. This time Esav also tried to fool Rivka. It just didn't work. Because Rivka was able to see past that, past the mother's son. So we add the Medrash to the Pshuto to show the contrast between Yitzchak and Rivka. Because in the Pshuto, there's no contrast. So the Pshuto is that he was eating his game, Rivka was also eating his game. So therefore we add the Midrasha to show the contrast. He was able to mislead Yitzchak, but he wasn't able to mislead Rivka. So that's the contrast between Yitzchak and Rivka. So we need both. Because there's Kipshuto. He would eat his tzayid. And there's also the Ramos. It only worked with Yitzchak. But that you need both, because that Ramos worked with Yitzchak because Kitzayid Befiv, because he was feeding him the game, and that was Mamikis Stakless Latova. And anyway, Yitzchak's job was only to be the Mogad of Esav, and therefore He was predisposed to believing him. Therefore, it's Kitzayi b'fiv, Yitzchak and Ada and Rivka. Rivka wasn't predisposed to believing him. That's what it means. We saw that Rivka loves Yaakov. Pshat is, whenever she heard his voice, Ohev is present tense. She kept loving him more whenever she heard his voice, because she heard in his voice his emes versus the sheker of Esav. That's what made her love him more, because she saw the emes of Yaakov every time he spoke versus the sheker of Esav. Maybe now we can explain what it says later on, Parakhov Zion, Psukim Hein Vav, Rivka Shemaz, Bidvar Yitzchak Alesav, Dabri Yitzchak Alesav, Beno Vielech Esav Asadu Tutsayed Lahavi. Rivka heard Yitzchak speaking to what Yitzchak told Esav. Esav goes to the field to hunt down the animal. Rivka, the Rivka Amrel Yaakov Vinal Lemo, Ine Shemati Asavicha Medaver. What's pshat? And she says, I heard your father speaking to Esav, your brother, saying, what's pshat when it says Rivka Shemas? It says Rivka Shama. It was in the past. What's Shemas? And also, what's pshat? Rivka Amra. The time of Rivka. What's Rivka Amra? Ayin Ibn Ezra, Rechayim, Alshich. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. The pasuk has come to explain what's the whole rash that Rivka made to be mevatel the brachas from Esav. Esav was also the son of. Esav was also her son, like Yaakov is. Why is she going on this dangerous way to get the brachas for Yaakov? Anyway, one of her sons is going to get it. So in that, it says Rivka Shemas. Because sometimes you hear something, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. Some things that really, really bother you. You hear it again and again and again, and that's what happened with Rivka. She kept hearing again and again, and no, it can't be. And she's Rivka, mitzad, that she's Rivka Shemaz. Not Alt's mother, Alt's Rivka. But she was able to see as an outsider and see how terrible it would be as Esav got the brachas. So she's constantly hearing it. Rivka Amrel Yaakov, mitzad Rivka, she said to Yaakov. Mitzad her mitzias is Rivka, she said to Yaakov. So that's why we have the Lashon of Shemaz. She's hearing it presently. And the emphasis is on Verivka Shemaz, Verivkam. And Alts Rivka, she was hearing it, and Alts Rivka, she was saying it as the outsider. And Merhus is Rivka, not as Esav's mother. Because again, she was able to see past his Shkarim. Mothers aren't always able to do for the children. Would have said Vatome Rivka would have been less of an emphasis on the Rivka, just that she was saying. So it starts for Rivka Amra, and Rivka said it. And her essence is Rivka, for Rivka Shamas. And her essence is Rivka. And it's a Shemaz present because she kept hearing it again and again. So that is the general mahalach of this parasha. According to this, we said in this shir, obviously, there's a lot more to say. And we should be zocha. So always to be mamik in Torah. And leros neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.